Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got our good friend and sharp-dressed man, Tom Anastasi, back on the show. Dr. Tom Anastasi, professor of leadership and business at Daniel Webster College in New Hampshire and Boston University in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and our good friend, longtime brain trust member, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. His website is TomAnastasi.com. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about strategy and in small businesses. And you know, Tom, for a long time, I've been saying to small business owners that every year, folks, this is a perfect day to start this. New Year's Day. Today is New Year's Day. Happy New Year, by the way, 2013. Tom, I've been saying that every small business owner should fire themselves from jobs that they no longer have to do. Once upon a time, they were the first person to do it, and they learned how, and then they trained other people, or they can train their other people. Fire yourself from jobs you no longer have to do, and promote yourself to jobs that only you can do. Now, in terms of strategy, what that means is give yourself more time. Find a way to do more work as the CEO of your company, the visionary, the person seeing where the challenges and opportunities are coming from, and spend a little less time, if you have to, doing the details. Not some things like managing cash, Tom. I say that cash management is for small business owner is something you really shouldn't delegate. What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Other than that, probably.
Right, because that is the lifeblood of your business, and you really need to know that very very high degree.
Right.
But let's look at some of the different basic strategies that people will use. Now, there's low cost, and we talked about low cost before, but what most people do is it's a good value. And that's, we as consumers will look for the product that's not the most expensive, that's not the cheapest, and it's right there. It's right that sweet spot where, okay, it makes sense to do it. I'm getting a good product or service at a good price, and I'm happy. But how are you going to get your business to grow at, let's say, 6% this year, 6-7%, which is really what you need to do after inflation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit there and say, okay, should we have a part of ours that goes to the very high quality? Now, what you can do is you can take everything you're doing and then to have a little bit of higher-end product services and see how they work. Now, those are going to be higher margin, which is very nice. But you don't want to get rid of your core business.
So product array, pricing strategy, compared against the competition, compared to especially what your customers want, how you can sustain your gross profit by the alignment of certain products and pricing and associated service and value added. All of that is strategy, isn't it? A lot of people would think that's product discussion or it's pricing discussion, but it's strategy, isn't it?
It is, because, for instance, there's an independent pharmacy that I've been working with, and most of the business is prescriptions and cold medicines and things like
mm-hmm.
that. But they had a whole bunch of other space. Now, they can't compete with the national chains as
right.
far as the type of things they offer. So they started offering very high-end gifts. So, for instance, right now they're offering special salts from Israel that are from the Dead Sea. And so one of the things they do is they sell them and they made them into candles. And these are very nice. They're very high margin. It doesn't disturb their other business, but while people are walking into the pharmacy, they see all of these interesting gifts, and they pick them up. Well, that's increased their profitability quite a bit because they're so high margin and you can't get them anyplace else.
Right.
Okay? And so that's a way to get into
and
that.
It and probably supports their, it probably is starting to support their pharmacy business. Instead of this being an add-on to the pharmacy may wind up being an add-on to those products.
Exactly. Exactly. And so now
which is a strategic decision.
It is, but originally they had to sit there and say, okay, are we just going to be in the business of selling medicine, which is all they were doing before, but the problem is that, okay, that you can only make so much money for that because people only buy those when they have a prescription or they're sick.
Right.
Now when people walk in, there's another reason to go in there, and they're expanding it to candy this year. They're going to have a candy counter selling fudge and things like that. So these are the type of strategic decisions they can make because they couldn't get their 8% growth simply by staying in the business they're in. So they had to expand in a way that didn't deteriorate.
Which is the reason why some bookstores have coffee shops associated with them.
Sure, absolutely.
Another reason. Another example of strategy.
Yeah. And so so that's a way to go there. The other thing you can do is if you're in a Me Too, there's nothing wrong with being a Me Too, but there's really nothing extraordinary about your product or service. What you have to sit there and there is say, okay, how can we expand, maybe adding a location?
Tom, I got to wrap it up. Well done today. Good job. TomMetastasi.com. Dr. Tom Metastasi, by the way. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Let's have a good 2013 together.
Absolutely.
Tom Metastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.